Humanity has battled with evil throughout the ages, fought tirelessly to protect itself from being consumed by the monstrous horrors that plague the land. But as darkness grows, the flame of hope grows dim. Who shall rekindle the fire? Who shall save us?
I'm the crap kid!
Well, hopefully a bunch of douchebags with dice will do the trick.
Gathered around their screens, drinking and dungeoneering in hopes to get some gold and girls. Join them for a crazy adventure. These are the Tabletop Champions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Tabletop Champions podcast. I'm Sean, your Dungeon Master, and with me tonight we have Kyle, who currently plays Reggie.
I shot a kid.
Ben, who plays Lord Horatio Q. Barnswoggle III.
Greetings.
Stephanie, who plays Dagon.
Do I look like a reasonable man or a peppermint nightmare?
Matt, who plays Breezy.
Breezy for Sheezy.
Oh, no.
And Lauren, who plays Arya.
Rest in peace, Ice Elemental, who died to a fireball. You will be missed.
Aww. Oh,
gosh. I'm angry because that one caught me off guard.
Yeah. It did. So,
I don't know if I should be angry or, like, give me an applause for that.
I've missed my last five quotes, okay?
So I'm introducing your guys as evil dwarven characters. Last week was a little bonkers. You guys got to live out your dark side a little bit.
So much fun.
I killed trappers.
That is a thing that happened.
But too bad it's not the first time. Too bad it wasn't permanent.
But no one cares about that dude anyway. He's probably gonna die soon anyway.
totally.
So you guys were currying. You were couriers of this fine gold-like powder, and you all stepped through the portal. Travers had his moment, and we see your characters on the other side of the portal. You as players kind of step back from your persona as you observe them make their way through this plane of shadow off into the distance and into a great fiery gate. And then all of a sudden you guys are back up in this celestial area in the stars.
Question. Is it all of us?
Yes, all of you.
Wait a minute. So as our original selves, yes?
Yes, as your original selves.
Okay, and so are Ren and Colin awake?
Well, you guys are still floating in space.
Okay,
you haven't left. What?
Are we with them?
Yeah, they're all looking around, looking just kind of, you know, around. And you hear, you see, it was not a pleasant turn of events. Things got a bit murky after that.
What do you mean? Why were they so bad?
Well, they used this gold powder. They gave it to... Oh, fuck. What was his name?
Smackers.
No. It was... started with an A, because most of my names start with an A on accident. But
Article.
Either way. Never mind. We'll say... they took it to the Nine Hells, and things got a little crazy from there.
Arkwright? But, is that what you're looking for?
No.
Aberlord Groot!
Aberlord Groot! They took the powder to Aberlord Groot, and things got a little bit crazier from there, but that is a story for another time.
What were they doing with it?
They used it to forge some sort of artifact. Something to rival the Oculus.
Does that still exist?
The artifact?
Yeah, is there like a counter-Oculus?
You could say that.
Is it just a keyhole?
No, it's not a keyhole. It's not a keyhole. I'm trying to figure out how to phrase this. Well, here, I'll just observe. And you guys don't go back into your dwarven bodies, but you see these dwarves make their way, the ones you recognize as having played a while ago, make their way through the plains. And they come across this. You guys are watching this from a great distance. As you see these dwarves hand off this vial of metal over to this other dwarf, and when you do so, you hear a great cackling laughter as it takes it, rises it above its head, and walks into a deep black murky pool. And as it walks out, it is holding a helmet.
Isn't that Torog's helmet?
Oh, shit.
Yes. And what happens after that is you recognize these other dwarves make their way into this murky pool. And as they emerge, they all have this dark gray skin. And they're all standing before this Aberlord Groot. As he then puts this helmet on his head, it grows 10, 20, 30 times his normal size into a massive being. And he says, "The great Torog rises from the depths to judge the innocent." And then it cuts back up to the celestial plane. Or not the celestial plane, the stars, as it were.
Well,
where you guys are floating.
That is worse than an anti-oculus, actually.
But...
Huh.
Wouldn't... Okay.
But Lux, do you have any questions of me before I send you back to deal with your sleeping friends?
Oh, I don't know. I have lots of questions. Okay, so this Torog guy is really not that good. What?
There have been a few Torogs, or Nedalines, or Elenias, or whatever you want to call them. You've seen this helmet before, I trust.
Yeah, we did see it before.
You didn't see it.
No.
Oh, wait, you would have, because you were in Haven, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I was like, I thought I did. Mordine, what do you think we do next? We're trying to go and find the Oculus.
You need to restore the Oculus, that is for certain. But after that, it's murky. The helm can only be destroyed in the flames that forged it, in what created the ability to destroy this metal. The Flame of Hope. It wasn't forged in it, but the metal was initially created around it. You must destroy the helm and the Flame of Hope to not only feed the flame, but stop this constant cycle from ever happening again.
Okay, so where is the Flame of Hope?
It's in Irulan. It's in one of the great old dwarven cities. Its location is hidden.
And you don't know where it is?
Do you not remember where you first crash-landed? When I explained, I'm sure that your stout friend remembers the location very well, where you guys made your way originally. During the first story that I told you.
Yeah, I was like...
A while ago, I told you guys, follow this comet, and it's getting closer and closer and closer, and it crashed, and water began to fill, and it formed these islands in the middle of the sea.
Right. No, I do remember that, but would we have known where it crashed? I guess if as a character, would we have looked at it and known where it crashed?
Minos would have known exactly where it crashed.
Okay. Yep. Okay. No, I do recall that. Okay. So, all right. So we know where the Flame of Hope is. Okay. And so need to go get...
Or a general vicinity of where you need to go to get to the city.
Okay. All right. So get helm, destroy it, Flame of Hope, Minos knows. Okay. Right?
Get Oculus. Like, get helm.
Get Oculus.
Destroy helmet.
Where's that quest log?
Typing it right now.
Thank you. I guess I have one other question. Mordine,
yes,
I am supposed to be able to contact you. Are you going to make us go and be other characters every time I contact you?
No, that was the last time. I believe that was the last vision I needed to show you before you understood the true scope of your mission and what you need to do to save Irulan itself, as
like
other heroes prior have been unable.
It's okie dokie. I just was curious if this was going to happen every time.
No, I am a nice god, and I will not make you roll any more characters for this campaign, assuming you do not die.
Okay. Thank you, Mordine. Real quick, when we go back, are my friends gonna be awake or are they still gonna be asleep?
Oh, they're very much asleep. I can only affect things through communing with you. I cannot grant you anything beyond that, other than what I've already granted you.
So, could you help me out? Like, what I gotta do to wake them up?
I don't know. dispel magic or,
Wait a long time.
Wait a long time, or...
Yeah, I was like, shit. I think I had the
maybe
chance
a restoration
to get spell magic.
Or some sort of healing. You're creative.
Okay. No, Thank you, Moradin, for all your time. And I'm thorough to you
thing.
Again.
One last thing. This may be the last time we speak, and I know you're about to go into that portal. There's an unpleasant bit relating to that.
What do you mean?
You see, you can cross the first portal, but as you make it into the flaming portal, you cannot make it back without a sacrifice of some kind.
What kind of sacrifice?
Someone has to die. It doesn't have to be any of you, but you better find someone on the other side that is willing to give themselves. It could be one of you, it could be something, but I highly doubt that people will be too willing to do so.
They have to be willing?
No, they don't have to be willing, but they cannot be a fiend. You see, fiends can pass back and forth freely through this plane, and you feel eyes on you, Lauren, like something's observing you.
Okay.
As she says, fiends can pass freely.
Is mortals looking at me?
Morden, you can't see Morden. Morden's just kind of everywhere and nowhere at the same time, but you feel eyes looking at you. You see, fiends can pass freely to and from this plane of existence, but should any mortals make their way through, a sacrifice must be made to make their way back.
Okay, that's gonna be tough. Okay, Moradin, thank you so much for your time. I'll probably talk to you later.
As we say in the godly plane, toodles. And you guys begin to wake up on the ground of this cold, wet cave. Not cave, but like carved, you know, temple.
And when you say you guys, I assume you mean
everybody, it was Colin, and who else was asleep?
Ren.
Or no, it was Ren.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I was the dumb one and cut off the head of the singing statue, remember?
Yeah, smooth move.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I do remember.
Hey, I thought it was a good idea at the time.
Okay.
Yeah?
New plan. We have to kill someone going back out of the portal, yeah?
That's pretty much what you would have taken from it is a sacrifice needs to be made for a group of mortals to pass back through the portal from the Nine Hells.
So,
or fiends can pass freely.
New plan, guys. Can
find
we get
a Patsy?
Yeah, or that, or just find a new quest. Like, can we abandon this whole Oculus thing?
Do we really need a second piece? I mean,
we'd be all right. We'd be all right.
What's the worst that can happen?
You know, we saw those doors. We can make a new one.
Sure. Okay. So.
This also plays well off of your memory when you looked in the Oculus run prior of five adventurers making their way into a portal and only four made their way back out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was the celestial plane.
Yeah.
Well, all right. Well, shit.
Well, we need to figure out how to wake these two up first before we can go anywhere.
Wrath will know something. Like, she might have something to wake him up.
Well, wait a minute. She said something about dispel magic. I actually have that spell.
Okay.
You decided to tell us this just now?
Well, you know, Minoth, I have a lot of spells, and so going through my spell book is kind of difficult sometimes.
Next thing you know, that spell book is actually a comic book.
No, for real.
A magical, so it says a creature, an object, or a magical effect.
Okay, so is it a spell that's under a fourth level spot?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so if I, that's a lot of
I'm
spells
calling it just
me.
A magical effect. It's not really a spell, it's just a magical effect.
Okay, so I can do
but
it
you're,
once.
You're targeting the magical effect, which would be a magical sleep. So I'm guessing you could just affect magical sleep in range of you.
I'd take it.
And I think that would target two of them. I'm going to interpret it as that.
Sounds reasonable to me.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Like, I'm sure someone will yell at me.
Because it says a creature, object, or magical effect. Because I'm guessing magical darkness isn't just in a 5-foot radius. But you could probably dispel magical darkness, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I dispel magic.
Yep. Specifically targeting some sort of magical sleep, and Ren and Colin begin to awaken.
Okay.
So I was aware of what just happened in our like weird dream fantasy state, but I was
either that or you
out.
Just see it as a really fucking crazy dream.
Okay.
Interpret it as you see fit.
Okay. Wait. Were we dwarves? What happened?
We were totally dwarves.
It would be so funny if you guys were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think Minos might be elf. I was like, I'm a minotaur. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
No, that was me injecting in the game. Huh. I was just kidding.
No, I'm not that big of a dick.
Well, plus Ren saw it too, so.
And so, yeah. All right, so so then we know all of the specifics that were just discussed then.
Yep.
Well, I can go in and out fine, apparently.
But I think they were just saying that, to the group? Means they won't accept you as a sacrifice.
Hmm.
Wait a minute. Do we know that you're a vampire or only Colin does?
We all do.
No, we all talked about it. We had a fight.
No, yeah.
Okay, I don't fucking
We had a fight.
I'm sure Pretty we much. Did.
Group discussion.
I just remember eating a lot of food during that episode. That's really all I cared about was eating a shitload of food.
Yeah, no. We weren't all on happy terms, if we're being honest.
I still don't think we're on happy terms, but
no.
We'll work it out.
The costs on this Oculus are very high. It better work.
So yeah, you guys are sitting in this like chamber, everybody awakens, and in front of you, you see this like what appears to be a stone table with two hands on it, and a bowl that has a couple bowls that appear to have a couple things in them, and there's open entryways to the east, the west, and the south, as well as the way you came in that was to the north.
Lux is gonna hit Minos like in the gut and be like, don't do something stupid again. Talk to us first.
I don't think I even feel it.
Can I do a roll to make him feel it?
Yeah, well, give me an attack roll if you want to punch Minos in the stomach.
No, well, it was just like a hit.
I'm guessing
him
you do
like,
it. I'm yeah, guessing you but, do it.
I was like, I don't know. What is it? I was like, do I have strength? My strength is shit. Can I do charisma to make him feel it?
No, it's strength.
Oh, God, my fucking charisma sucks ass.
You break your hand off my armor.
Whatever. Anyway, you feel it, Minos.
I doubt it.
You feel it with your soul.
I pat your head. It's like, good shot, good shot.
So, okay, Sean.
Yeah.
The portal.
Yep.
So is it like...
You haven't gotten to the portal yet.
I know, but in our vision,
uh-huh.
We just have to make one sacrifice, and that's on our way out, correct?
From the nine hells, this... When you watch them, they traverse through the portal in what you would think would be this dungeon that you guys are in right now, into like a shadowy area... That okay. Then they pass through into the nine hells. And when they pass through in the nine hells, you would assume that that's where you would need to make a sacrifice to come back out of.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to do it. Okay. So I'm going to sit and concentrate really hard on my thread that's connected to my buddy, my bro, uh-huh. that I made. And I'm going to see if I can like reach out to him and try to like... I don't know what I'm doing, but trying to, like, talk to him telepathically? I don't know if that's a thing.
What are you trying to say to him? Basically, you can issue him a command.
Meet here as soon as possible, then I'm going to, like, try to give, like, the... not the exact coordinates.
He can kind of sense where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to tell him.
Okay.
As soon as possible. Do I recognize that he got it?
He would get it. You would know that he would get it.
Okay.
You innately sense that he just knows that this is a command.
Okay, cool. And then I will tell the group.
But if you're commanding him to get here, he's not like some crazy like can teleport.
Yeah,
he's
gonna have to hoof it. It's gonna take him time. So it was like what a half a day to get here.
Yeah,
a day and a half, something like that. Okay. Okay. Cool. Hey, guys, I have an idea. I think we can test it out and see how it works, right?
What's your idea?
You remember my friend that I made back in the town yesterday?
Your slave?
Yeah. No, no. My companion. There's a difference.
I think Colin's kind of
right.
No,
we're
on
not
going
to... Please, let's not debate this right now. Can we not?
Your companion who is bound to your every will and has no choice but those that you make. Sure, yep. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Colin, for your blunt honesty. I think we can have him be our sacrifice.
I guess it's the first step to... Never mind. And just mutters off. Right.
Wait, it's better than one of us.
Wait a minute. I thought she said it had to be a mortal sacrifice. Am I wrong?
Something from the mortal plane. It can't be a fiend. That's the only rule to it.
Okay. One other question. Doesn't this sacrifice have to be voluntary?
I don't think there was any...
I specifically said it doesn't have to be voluntary.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
The nine hells. They prefer it not to be voluntary, but they'll take either.
Okay, never mind then.
Look, I'm trying to find options where options are available. Okay? Is that going to be okay, or is this going to be an issue? It's going to be an issue. Okay, I'll just tell him to not come, and then...
No.
Have to find someone else to sacrifice, and, you know, I'll just... It's okay. No, Colin doesn't want to do it.
I mean,
what I want to do doesn't seem to be part of the equation, so you do you.
Do you have a better idea, though?
I got a couple ideas, but nothing to share just yet.
Do I need to be afraid?
Colin, could you private message me and let me know what's going on? No. I'm just teasing.
We need to stop private messaging each other.
All right. Yeah. Okay. No more private messaging. We'll play this out as it goes. So anyway.
Jesus.
All right. So you guys have a door to the south, east, west, and the one you came in the north. From your vision, you would recognize that the... evil dwarves went south across from this table.
Maybe we should go south then.
Okay, I was thinking about doing a perception check or investigation of sorts to see if there was anything I noticed about the room. Is there anything to notice? I'm a little nervous.
No. If you give me a perception check.
Could I roll an investigation instead?
I got a 19.
Oh, never mind then.
A 19? Okay. You look around and you look at the table, and as you look at the table, you can read like an inscription on it that's basically a puzzle that talks about bone dust and something else. And as you look in the bowls, it appears that there's bone dust in one and a gem or an hourglass in the other. And it appears that the puzzle has been solved already before you got here.
Okay, and so then there's three hallways that we see?
Yes.
Okay, and then we notice that the evil dwarves, we would recognize this room as the evil dwarves going through the south, yes?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to continue and walk through to the south.
Look, should you really be going alone?
I'm going with her.
You guys can follow me. I'm just trying to do things.
I'll follow Lux.
I'll follow too.
Other one, but he'll say, should we check the other rooms just in case?
Let's not split the group.
Oh, Jesus.
No, let's just go together. We don't want to get split up on our way to the nine hells.
I agree, and I have been paying attention this whole time. I will be with you.
Oh, Jesus. Kyle, that's the best.
Oh, God. All right, so I'm going to continue down the hall to the south, maybe with my friends, maybe not.
You know, I'm kind of enjoying the image I'm seeing right now where we're being led by this little girl that's like a couple...
Down a dungeon path?
Yeah.
So you guys make your way down this dungeon corridor, and as you make your way further and further and further down, you do not see this thing that was there. You see an empty room with some broken pillars. A stone table with a white cloth on it, and what appears to be a solid emerald, an archway with solid emerald set into it. blocking the way.
No one touch anything this time. Yeah, no cutting heads off.
As you were saying that, I was already kind of giving Minos a look.
He's like, you see Minos kind of like reaching for the table as soon as you say that. He's like, oh, no. Okay.
No.
Sean, can I do another perception check around the room? Or is there anything else for us to investigate with the room? Or is it just all pretty much there?
It's all pretty much there.
Okay. All right. Is there anything on the table?
Like I said, there's a white linen cloth laying on the table that appears to be tattered with time.
Okay, that's it. I guess I'm going to walk to the side of the emerald door and just look at it.
Elrond will do the same from the other side.
And Rin's going to stand right where she's at.
Minos will do the same.
Yeah, can I just do like a general investigation check of the room to just find anything interesting?
Yeah.
13.
There appears to be nothing. From a metagaming standpoint, you remember time was altered. So anything that existed in there prior, like during season one, it wouldn't exist. It's just an empty stone room with a white linen cloth and a closed portal. Not like a closed portal, but an emerald portal.
Okay. Do we just go through it?
It can't be that easy.
Should we probably wait for my dude to get here? Like, I don't want to go in there and not, you know, I don't want anyone to die.
It doesn't appear that you can go through it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm putting my hand up against it now.
Yep, it appears to feel like solid gem.
And since Colin touched it, that means it's okay for Minos to touch it.
Yep, Minos touches it.
Nope, Bren's not touching shit.
Just say not to touch things.
We told Minos not to slash things. We didn't tell him not to touch things.
Ren, you feel a vibrating coming from your backpack.
Okay. I'm going to take a 5-foot step back.
Okay.
I don't want to activate anything yet.
It's almost like pulsating from your pack.
So do I notice Ren stepping back?
Probably not. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you're standing right next to her. I think you would notice the person right next to you taking a step back, but...
I just take it a step back, that's all.
Ren, what's your problem? Yeah. Why are you stepping back?
The Oculus is doing something and I'm not ready to activate it yet.
Let's just go through. It's time.
Ren, that's the whole reason we came here. We have to go find Arkwright. We have to go find the other part of the Oculus. What is your problem?
Fine. And then she's going to go ahead and pull out the Oculus and step closer. But she's like, I just don't want to lose anyone in this group.
So you pulled out the Oculus?
I did.
And when you pull it out, it begins to pulsate with an unnerving power as it raises itself from your grips, and a white light shines itself in the direction of the portal off of the gleaming metal as the portal begins to warp and move and become less and less opaque and solid until before you is a swirling green portal leading off into a realm of shadow that you can see beyond.
Well, there.
Well,
that was easy.
Let's just make it worth it. And then I walk in.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
God, you walk through the portal.
I follow Colin.
Minos goes through as well.
So does Elrond.
This Ren? Is so shitty.
No, I'm going in. I'm not going to guess today.
Okay, you're going in?
Yeah.
The last of you make your way through this portal, and on the other side of this portal, you find yourself standing in a bleak, dreary, dark existence, only lit by different phasing forms of shadow. It almost appears like a desertscape with different shadows hanging in the air almost like mist. And off in the distance, you can see a pillar of glowing red light shooting down from the sky. And then to the right, you can see a pillar further off in the distance of white radiant light beaming down from the sky, as though they're almost beacons to somewhere off in the distance.
Elrond looks around at all the shadows and kind of shudders a little bit. I suppose we need to go towards that red light.
It's neither a cold nor warm place. It's just a place of existence.
Sean, did the Oculus come back to me when we stepped through the portal?
Okay. Yep. It as soon as the portal, you know, became portal again, it fell into your hands. It stopped vibrating.
Okay. I'm going to reach out to my thread and to my companion and be like, never mind.
I mean, the portal's probably still open.
It's going to take him literally half a day to get there.
Yeah. That's the other reason I didn't want to really wait for that guy.
Dick, you're the
worst.
We're
just gonna sleep here. We're just gonna sleep here for a day. We're fine.
He could get there. While, he could get.
Nope, it's too late now. No take taxis. Let's go.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, where are you going?
I guess we follow the light.
I think we know red
towards the red one. I assume that seems more hellish than the light, the white one.
Mm.
Okay. It's quite the journey. It's just a slog. Walking through sand, it's tough going. But after about half a day, the light gets brighter and brighter and brighter as you eventually find yourself standing at the foot of a massive, swirling portal ringed in flame, and in the center is just red light. You can hear screams coming from the other side.
Hmm. Well, so I guess...
How long did it take us to get here, Sean? Like hours or days?
Hours.
Okay.
Ren, you don't feel hungry here.
Okay. I feel like up to my full potential?
No, you do not. You feel normal, Ren.
Okay.
Well, you know, someone got something out of this.
Mm.
So yeah, you guys are standing before this portal. What do you do?
We walked through it already, didn't we?
No. This is
the first
portal.
Oh.
This is the second one that you know that you cannot come back from unless there's a sacrifice made.
I'm looking at Colin very pointedly, like, I tried.
So did I, and then I walked through this portal.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay.
I was like,
come on, we're doing this thing. Let's just
I guess now's not the time to really discuss. We should have discussed beforehand.
Yeah.
Okay, no, that's fair. Let's go.
What are we going to really discuss?
Us discussing the planning? No, we don't do that in Tabletop Champions.
So you guys make your way through the other side, and standing before you as you pass through the other side is a gigantic, like, devil-like creature, horns, huge, two stories tall, and it glowers down at you, and it says, "What business brings you to the Nine Hells?"
We're looking for Arkwright.
You seek Arkwright. He has been waiting a long time for a party of mortals to make their way through.
Well...
here we are.
Yeah. Surprise.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
If you cross the river, hang a right and make your way, 2-3 hours walk, you should find him in a small encampment.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
What's he look like?
He looks kind of devilish. He's stout, kind of grizzled, old by this point. Missing his horns, chopped them off for some reason. Disgrace to fiends.
Okay. Thanks.
Thanks for the directions.
Enjoy your stay.
In hell. It's like a double tree. It's a welcome to hell. Here's your cookie.
So, before you guys see what you would expect from any hellscape. You see glowing magma shooting up from chambers below. You hear screams and agony in all directions. Different imps and creatures flying through the sky. Dead trees everywhere. Things just burned to ash. And before you is a great river of fire did I say bridge?
I don't remember.
I think it'd be cool if there was a boat with an undead man with two eye patches standing there shuffling something in his hand.
Do we have to pay the ferryman? Is that what we're doing?
Two orbs.
Oh no! Are they like eye shaped?
Yeah, you could say they're eye shaped.
Two racehorses.
Yes, orb. I am orb.
Sorry.
Thank you, Kyle.
That's
okay.
Just remember, don't pay the ferryman until you get to the other side.
Well?
So I guess we approach the guy with the boat.
Okay. And he says, "Greetings, travelers. Do you wish to cross for your eternal stay in the Nine Hells?"
Just temporary.
Oh, we have not had mortals here in a long time.
We're here on vacation.
Oh, no, don't push that button.
So you're like those dwarves that came here years and years ago.
No.
Maybe.
Well, there's a great many things to be bestowed upon those that seek the righteous flame. Do you have payment?
How much?
No, just nothing crazy. Just a piece of you, of a finger, an eye, an ear, something.
Each.
I'm kind of attached to my finger.
No, thank you. We'll
he takes one
walking.
Of these orbs and he sticks it in his eye socket and looks down at your fingers and he's like, I wouldn't be proud of those. One of them could go.
I mean,
Sean, how far across is this river?
It's a river of flames. And it's I would say probably about 100 feet across, but I know your magic is fuck, so.
Well, can't one of you make us fly?
Yeah.
Didn't we do fly earlier?
That was for a dwarf.
Dwarves.
Oh, damn.
Okay, but wait a minute. Hold on. I have my cloak. Maybe I have something.
What was on your cloak?
Fire boat?
Yes, I have a fucking fire boat.
You already used one
boat.
And no one has the spell boat. We've already covered this.
Well, and plus that boat would be made of wood at this point. That's not ideal.
I'm just
bad life choice.
You can absolutely try that if someone has a wood boat.
I have a wooden ladder.
Yeah, there. Is it 100 feet long?
That'll be fine.
Can we
Why the fuck would I use a window or an iron door? Could I use that for anything?
Look, I've been waiting here for quite an eternity, but this is even long for me. Decisions.
Can we discuss payment after we get to the other side?
Oh, no, certainly not. Those aren't the rules, my friend.
Oh, wait! Lux does have fly, but I don't think I have enough.
Well, I have fly.
If you cast it at a higher level, you can
do
it to multiple understood. People.
But one of us could carry the other so that we only not every single person needs to fly.
Yeah, I'm not carrying Minnows.
No, I think what he's trying to say is
Minnows
you cast
is
fly.
A big, strong boy, and you cast it on him, and probably two of us could sit on his back. Easy.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I'm becoming transportation. Great.
You're instead of a cow, you're a mule.
Yeah, basically. Lauren, Maru. how high can you cast it?
I can only cast it at third level, actually, or I can turn into something. Ooh, what a twist.
You
turn into something that has wings?
Yep.
She's a fucking vampire, dude.
And he looks, as you guys are conversing, he says, you can pass. You're one of us. You're more than welcome to pass freely. Have a seat in the boat.
Oh, thank you. What about my companions? Can I do a persuasion?
Sure.
Oh, no, I'm scared to look.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a nine.
Oh, no, certainly not. The rules cannot be broken here in the Nine Hells. You know as good as I.
Wait a minute. This is hell. Aren't rules made to be broken?
Something. Can I turn into something that looks demonic? Like, and then persuade him to let, like, can I shapeshift, Sean, please?
Into a humanoid, yeah, you can.
Well, but, like, can I look, like, you know, do you get what I'm saying? Like, look demonic or whatever, like something that is like a Ren? Can I look like Ren? I don't know.
Yeah, sure. You want to make yourself look like a vampire?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, you can
That'll
do
work.
That.
Okay. So then I have to do a deception check, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, fucking A.
No, you have deception checks at advantage.
Oh, I do. Oh, thank God. Because it was a 12, and I got really upset. Okay, so a 24.
And he says,
and then,
oh, well, that is a mighty fine, convincing vampire costume. As he looks at you with this eye.
Can I persuade him to let us on?
You can try, absolutely.
Okay, but wait a minute. Why do I only look like I have a costume on with a 24?
Because he has true sight. You would guess that he has true sight with his eye.
Okay, I'm rolling like Matt tonight. I'm done. Okay, guys.
He's not persuaded in any way, shape, or form.
I don't know if I should take offense to that, but at the same time, I agree with that. You've been rolling pretty shitty.
Can I roll
perception?
Lux, you can make yourself and someone else fly, right?
Yes, I can do that. I just really wanted to be a vampire.
I mean, is this Steph talking or Lux?
Ooh, magic. Let me see.
Lux and Stephanie want to be a vampire. It's okay. I think we just need to fly. Okay, so Lauren, you can fly, and do you want to cast a spell or not?
I mean,
she's going to take the boat.
I was going to take the boat, on the boat, or I was going to turn into a bat.
May I, Sean?
Or
yeah,
did I catch the ferryman say, "Ooh, magic, let me see it"?
Yeah,
it's like, now, sir, you like magic? You said
I do like magic very much. If I have they, not seen it in eternity, though, if, done by any mortal.
If our small friend here does magic, can that be used as our payment?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Oh, are you referring to me or Lux? Or
Lux.
Colin? There's three small friends.
Hey, check this out. And I'm just going to punch a big fiery fist.
You like, punch a fist, but no fire manifests.
That's a really good fist bump in the air, man.
It's just me just doing like, like just punching in the knit. Like,
Minos gives a fist bump back at Colin, like thinking he wants a fist bump.
Yeah, I guess I'm losing a pinky. Shit. All right. Well,
I have misty visions. Does that do anything?
Misty visions?
I was like,
what does that even mean?
I don't know, it's a fucking thing I have.
It sounds like a really sweet 80s porn name.
You create the image of an object, a creature, or some other visible phenomenon that is no larger than a 15-foot cube. So couldn't I make that like look fucking cool?
Sure. Do what, his fist bump? And make his fist bump look cool?
No, I thought you said he wanted magic.
Oh yeah, show him magic. What are you trying to show him?
I don't know, some fucking
just cast fireball or something.
Well, okay, can I make... Oh my god, could I do like an illusion that's like World of Color Disney magic bullshit?
Yes, you could. Go for it. So what do you do?
Your imagination.
So I'm basically I'm going to manipulate the flames and stuff like that, or like what looks like I'm manipulating flames and making it beautiful and look fucking magic-y.
Okay, you do it and nothing happens. No magic forms.
Do I still have to use my spell slot?
Yeah, you used your spell slot. Nothing happened.
Steph, that one's free for you.
Oh,
it's
is
a cantrip,
it?
Isn't it?
God, cantrip.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it? God,
it is for you.
It, guys, I'm sorry. I suck at D&D.
The only one so that doesn't is Ben, yeah? Because he's a walkie-talking book.
Yes.
Elrond sees everyone else having, like, trying to do stuff and nothing happening.
Mm-hmm.
So he tries to do his jumping thing and like tries to like jump up.
What school of magic is it?
Psychic.
Nothing happens. No magic jumpy happens.
Can you do anything, Rin?
That's what I'm looking at. I'm gonna go ahead and shoot over the fiery river of doom and cast Hell of Thorns just to see if it works.
What school of magic is that?
It's conjuration.
Nope, nothing happens. Mm. Oh, wait, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yours, for you, it works. Okay. He's like, ooh, magic, very nice, very nice, but I really wanted to see the mortals perform.
Sean, I'm going to try something that I learned as a young elf.
Okay.
Prestidigitation.
What school of magic is that?
Transmutation?
Transmutation.
Nothing happens. And he says, okay, I grow wary of this conversation.
Okay, I'm going to look at all my fucking schools of magic.
So, I want to try something. I want to go over to Minos, touch him, and cast Fly on him.
Yes, Minos can fly.
What's going on?
Oh, no, you're breaking the rules, but...
No, I just want to see if it would work. I'm sorry.
It works, it works.
I just wanted to see if it might... Okay.
So, Minos is flying.
I'm on Minos's back already.
You see,
we can bear you forward. That is it.
Okay, Sean.
Yes.
I cast Mage Hand.
Okay. What school of magic?
Conjuration.
There's no Mage Hand manifests.
Well, fuck. I did the same school that.
I'll give you a hint. What kind of magic would be okay in an evil realm?
Necrotic. Understood, but you said that... Okay.
But Minos is flying. Where's Minos flying to now? With Colin on his back.
It's like, eh, we don't need the boat anymore. Hop on.
It lasts for 10 minutes. You better make it count.
Well,
so are you just
going to
curry people across the river back and forth?
Why not?
Carry one person at a time. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm taking the boat.
Okay.
I'm here.
You guys
I'm
have
happy.
A delightful conversation about, he just tells you, oh, the torture has been very wonderful lately. Oh, it's been so great. So many people have been cast into the river.
Oh, delightful. Oh, that's actually horrific. What's your name?
Me? I'm Talos.
Talos. And how long have you been in this line of work, Talos?
I guess since the creation.
Don't you ever feel like, is this like your dream job?
Oh, I have a job. I'm curry people across the river. It is my one dream.
But Rin's gonna put her hand on like his hand or something. Like, but is it?
Yes, I don't understand what you mean. But well, you're kind of odd. Here's your stop.
Well, I'm just asking. Like, just are you happy? Are you happy, Talos?
I don't know what that is, but anyway, have a good day.
Okay, you too, Talos. Good talk.
While this is going on, I kind of picture Minos like going back and forth, saying, yelling out "we" the whole time.
Okay, you guys land on the other side of this hellish fire river, and before you outstretches just fields of magma. You know, people being. They're just shackled, being led through different things, carrying things for arbitrary reasons. Just, you know, a hellish landscape. But you were told to skirt the river to the right and make your way a couple hour walk, and you should come across Arkwright's encampment.
Then that's what we do.
Okay. Yeah. You walk and see all manner of unspeakable things. You see, you know, just the worst of the worst. But after a while, you eventually make your way to a little rock overhang, and below it at the top of it appears to be a dead tree, and below it you see a stout, elderly, fiendish creature poking at a pitiful campfire. His horns cut off.
Mr. Arkwright?
Yes.
And
he turns to look at you and he says, "Have you finally come?"
I pull out the Oculus.
And his eyes go just stark as he stares at you and he says, put that away in this place.
Oh, just kidding. Put it back.
Just come closer before anybody sees you and knows what your mission is and your objective. Except for he'd probably talk more like this.
This is why we would die.
He says, come, sit. Welcome. You've come after such a long time. I've been awaiting you for how long has it been? What year is it back in the mortal plane?
The present one.
I don't know what year it is.
I don't know.
It's like 4,162, I think, somewhere around there.
It's current time.
I'm trying to go off of memory.
For someone.
Memory of like the original thing. Anyway. He said, so you relay that information, he goes,
sure.
30 years I've been here. 30 years awaiting those that would take the other half.
How did you get in possession of the other half?
I had it. It was my charge to protect it. I carried it with me on many adventures until I fell into darkness and could never leave. I took it as my charge to protect it until the two halves could be united in the mortal realm, could be saved from this awful place.
How did you end up here?
There was a fight. There was a lake in the mortal realm. I remember it dearly. There was a tavern, and we were trying to help a tavern keep, and we went into this cave, and we met some sort of demon. We fought hard, and in order to save my compatriots, I jumped into the portal. Since that day, I've lived and toiled in turmoil and terror, with the only light being that one day someone would come for this. And he pulls out what appears to be the back half of a key with a circular metal thing, and inset in it is a great green stone.
And no one besides us ever came?
No. I've sat under this tree for 30 years, just waiting.
Well, we're here now.
What are we supposed to do when we put that thing back together?
Use it to defeat Alenia.
Who?
It's your only shot.
What do you know about Alenia?
Everything.
Who is Alenia? Tell us, please.
Alenia is the new manifestation of what history has called Torog, or Nedeline, or just...
Oh, shit.
The god of the nine hells. She travels freely between. It's been my charge to hide this from her, and she has not yet found me.
The power of the Oculus has protected me.
So wait, when we take this Oculus, she'll know where you're at, right? Does she know about you?
Yes, she knows. She knows of me. She does not know that I carry this.
Wouldn't that put you in danger?
This is my charge.
So is she here?
She could be, or she could be in the mortal plane. She travels back and forth as she sees fit for her evil, evil mission.
So, at the she could be, I want to cast locate creature.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to look for Alenia and see if she's within 1,000 feet from us.
She is not.
Okay, cool. Just in case.
Nope, she is
Duration
not.
Is for an hour, just saying.
Yep, she is not.
Okay,
cool. Do you know how to put the pieces back together?
I assume you just put it back together. There's great magic in the Oculus. After it was shattered after the sundering, the pieces were passed out, never reunited.
But we'd have to reforge it, right? Or
can we just like make them touch each other and they fuse or something?
Now, Keith. I don't know if you guys haven't tried any of that. He's holding the Oculus, just kind of staring down at it as a single tear falls from his eye onto the green stone. And he looks at you, Ren, knowing that you bear it, and he offers it out to you.
I'm going to go ahead and take it. Thank you, Arkwright.
You take it, and you feel a surge of power. He says, yes, but it is now time for you to part. Don't tell me your wish, or else it won't come true.
Wait, what wish?
What? Wish. The person who sacrifices themselves gets one wish if it's within the power of the person who makes the sacrifice, or the person who doing the sacrifice. Some would call it a deal with the devil.
That's sort of a theme lately.
Did you bring a sacrifice? A willing person?
Yes.
Whoa! No! What? No! Whoa. No! No!
Uh-uh.
No, Colin!
You do know the rules, Colin.
I do.
Colin, I had someone.
Lux is gonna grab Colin's hand and be like, Colin, are you trying to sacrifice yourself?
I'm still working things out. We got time.
Do
Colin. Colin, no, that's not a thing. We have to find another way. Not gonna happen.
Yeah, we've been together. We're all been together with this group for too long. We're not just gonna let you kill yourself.
Although we do have another Colin.
Yeah. Well, thank you. That's true.
Much lower level Colin.
That doesn't matter. We have another Colin.
No.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
I'm just fucking teasing.
And he says, well, I'm sure you all will figure it out. But for now, my walk begins. And he stands up and looks at you.
Where are you going?
I think I'll just take a walk.
Don't you want to come with us back to the mortal realms?
I can't.
Godspeed. Or God's speed.
And he nods at you, and he turns and just begins to walk off.
I turn the other way, I guess?
No. Colin, why? Why wouldn't you let me find a replace a sacrifice? I had we're one.
We're not corrupting more souls.
Technically, he was already undead, so that's kind of a corrupt soul anyway.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're right. I'm a shithead for not wanting to bring the slave here to murder him instead. Just because we're in hell doesn't make us evil. Okay? Just check in with everybody. We're good?
I mean,
off we go.
I mean, is there a way to like break the rules and maybe find another portal that doesn't require sacrifice?
Yes, we're going to hack hell.
Well,
we have a bed.
Start walking. Start looking, Minos.
Start looking. Keep your eyes open, Minos.
Let me know if you see any portals.
It's like, so am I just rolling perception for a portal that says free pass on it now?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, no.
But there's you can't. I don't think it's any. I think any portal you would go through, there would still be the same requirement for mortals to pass back through.
So what do?
We march.
Colin's hustling.
No.
Okay, first of all, I just want to put this out there. There were options. There was time. There was the ability to find someone. You guys knew about this. I just want to recuse myself of any guilt on this front.
No.
No, you're good.
It's all your fault, Sean.
It's all your fault, Sean.
There is a cost. There is a cost to things. So yes, let's keep going.
Okay, so Colin starts walking.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I just looked at my character sheet. I don't know if this matters. Can I summon Sparkle?
No.
You can't summon lawful good unicorn to the nine hells multiplanar transport.
So, Colin.
I appreciate
all of this, but.
So, Colin's walking. Are people following?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean,
the other option is just stand here around and
look at stuff.
The hell?
Okay, legitimately, we don't have anything to break this.
He's not going to let us. Kyle, you asshole, he's not going to let us.
I know.
How about we send somebody a message so they can summon us from hell, like how warlocks summon familiars from hell?
With what? I have summoned animals, but that's not going to work.
Hey, I'm just giving ideas.
I have animal friendship.
So you guys are about halfway to the
yes,
boat.
Yes, God. Guess on.
That guy let you go on the boat for free. Does that mean you can go through the portal for free?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Oh. Tell me what I need to do. I see where you're going, but finish the sentence. I can go get someone, right?
Can't you find, like, somebody? Oh, I guess it's not.
The question is, like, I guess at this point, yeah, that's a fucking awesome plan.
What is required? Do we know what's, like, could she just, like, go find a deer and bring it in?
No, it has to be mortal,
sentient,
right?
It's got to be a sentient mortal being.
Okay.
There's a town close by.
Oh, that's terrible. There's got to be a city in the nine fucking hells. Come on.
Hey, kid, do you want to go on an adventure?
Sean. Okay. How close are we to the town and the city of the nine hells?
Like from the nine hells through the shadow plane. So about four or 5 hour walk through the shadow plane. Then about.
Okay, so
I'd say about a 2 hour walk.
So outside from the portal, is there civilization?
No, it's just a shadowy plane of nothingness. It's used to curry souls to their final rest, whether that be in the celestial plane or the nine hells. So I'm going to say at this point of you guys discussing, you guys are coming upon this boat.
Okay, roll fast. Do we pass any fiends or anything?
Yeah, you pass all sorts of different fiends. In all matter of torture and merriment in the pain of others.
I have an idea.
Go ahead, you first, because I have an idea.
I think I'm going to regret this, but what if you make us like you?
No.
Oh,
no.
But
this
then,
is insane.
But then we all live,
no.
Right?
No.
No. I'm not.
In fact, the opposite happens.
So you get to the boat. You get to the boat.
For the record.
You get to the boat, and the ferryman says, oh, you've made your way back.
Okay.
You're lucky free rides on the way back. If you've made it across, you've technically already made your sacrifice.
Oh, no.
You know, rules are rules.
I appreciate it.
Is there a tiny fiend? Oh, God, this is going to be so terrible.
Yeah, there's different imps flying around and stuff like that.
But you can't do fiends.
You can't do fiends.
Okay. It has to be humanoids, doesn't it?
Yeah. And they also can't be here for judgment. You know, you can't be like, hey, bro, can I have one of your souls that you're torturing to sacrifice?
Yeah, no, then I figured.
They've got to be alive people.
I know.
You can't sacrifice a dead person.
I know. Fuck!
There's always my idea, just turn us into vampires.
No.
It's a bad idea.
No, I'm not turning you guys into vampires.
I agree.
It's not happening.
I don't know if that would work.
It would. Oh wait, no, it wouldn't, because you would just turn them to your servant, and then when you release them, they're still just a vampire. You're a special case of vampire.
there wouldn't be any debate about what to do, since she would effectively...
Is Colin already in the boat?
Yeah, so Colin's sitting in, like, the front row of the boat.
Okay.
Just, he's, like, you know, playing with his little, like, he's a wood whittling knife, and he's just carving at a little stick.
That he, well, there goes my idea.
Oh, God. I'm not good at this. How far is the portal from the boat right now?
What? You can see it on the other side of the river.
Okay. Okay.
Let's just make a new life in the Nine Hells.
God.
I have one other idea. If we, no one else can think of something when we get to the portal. Don't do anything when we get there, Colin. Just wait until we see if this works.
Oh, sure. He's gonna listen to that.
Don't worry, I'm not going to sacrifice anyone.
Hey. It'll all work out, but we've got a plan.
It's a crappy plan.
It's a crappy pan.
I can't talk. Whoop-de-doodies.
It's a crap can.
It's crap.
First of all,
this show is a crap can right now.
You're the crap can.
I am. No. I'm the crap can.
Go kick this can.
Okay, Elrond, what is your plan?
So are we off the boat now on the other side of the river?
Yes.
Okay.
He says, good day, adventurers. I hope you enjoyed your stay.
Yes. Once Elrond, like, looks around, make sure there's no fiends listening, or anyone else who's not in the party, and says to Ren, maybe the Oculus is a key, right? Maybe if we put it together.
You're going to do that out in the open in the Nine Hells?
That's why I waited until we got to the door.
Yeah?
So that if it doesn't work, we can just...
disembark from the boat. Sorry, go for it.
Well, that's why I was waiting until we got... next to the door.
So you've
disembowled.
Yeah, you're basically there, and this demon is glooming above you, and he's like, I'm glad you enjoyed your time in the Nine Hells. Who will be making the sacrifice, and what is their final wish?
I'd like to make a deal.
Absolutely. We're all about deals,
Colin,
here in the Nine Hells.
No, Ren, I can fix this. My friend here, she's a little too much like you, and, she can't trade her life, but can I trade mine to rid her of the evil she carries?
Interesting.
I don't like... She was so much better when she just... Well, wasn't a whole murderous evil vampire thing. And
he says...
And I just... Lately, it doesn't feel like we can do any good, and I feel like I can do this.
And he says, interesting. This is a wish I can do. We have a deal. And he reaches out his hand to shake yours.
I turn back and I say, don't worry. Say hi to Colin, too. He's already teaching everyone about, you know, how to make sure that you always take care of labor and the workers and blah, 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 all that fun stuff. It's better.
I totally disagree with that.
Rin's gonna throw herself at him and just hold on and hug him really tight. I'm crying. Thanks, Kyle.
Bullshit. Fucking
don't.
Kyle. No,
I'm
sorry.
Remember to take this with you. Don't let yourself be pulled in any more directions. You carry the Oculus. It's the most important that you stay true.
Are you whispering this to her so people can't
hear?
Yeah,
this is just in your ear. Yeah.
I will. I promise.
It's all in your hands now, and you'll do great.
I won't let you down. I promise, Colin.
I know.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. Be strong.
She kisses him on the cheek and steps back.
And I turn to the rest of the group and I go, "Well, all right. Oh, I'm shaking the hand."
So you shake his hand, and the moment he touches his hand, you see Colin's fur grow older and grayer in a fraction of time, as he begins to become less and less alive and more dead until he collapses to the ground, dead before you. And from his body rises a spectral form of a mouse standing before you.
It's been nice. I got a new friend to catch up with. Save the world. And I'm gonna start walking off into the distance.
Oh, you're the worst.
The demon steps aside and outstretches his arm for you guys to walk through the portal.
Well, I think we take his body with us first.
You cannot leave. And I think that's where we're going to end this episode.
As always, you can keep in touch with the podcast by emailing us at sweet@turtle.fyi. You can join our subreddit, turtle.fyi/reddit. We might have a Discord. Go to turtle.fyi/discord if you want to join our Discord. That'll either work or I'll cut this out of the podcast. You can join us on our Patreon at patreon.com/tabletop. And you can find us on Twitter @tabletopchamps. You can find me @Fung.
I'm @Sean the DM.
I'm @TheVoidMan. The O is a zero.
I'm @RP_GGamer.
I'm @Nat20Steph.
And I'm @TheNat1Lady.
I'm so shitty right now.
Till next time. Toodles.
Bye.
Bye, Colin.
Bye, Colin.